In Yellowstone Park, you can visit the geyser Old Faithful. It's a spectacular sight, as each eruption sends boiling water as much as 140 feet high. Geysers spout up where a column for underground water is heated to boiling by magma or molten rock. Like a pan boiling over on your kitchen stove, this boiling pushes the water upward. Old Faithful got its name because it used to erupt faithfully every 65 minutes. It's been more irregular since major earthquakes in 1959 and 1983 and other smaller ones disrupted its natural underground plumbing. If Old Faithful were exactly like a pan on a stove, you'd expect the water to bubble out continually. What makes it alternate between quiet dormancy and exploding action? This has to do with the way a deep column of water boils. Water's boiling point is dependent on its pressure. At sea level, water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Deep under Old Faithful, where the molten rock is, the pressure is much greater. Water won't boil here until it's over 300 degrees. What happens is this. The water column gradually heats, but high pressure keeps the deeper parts from boiling. Finally, the column gets hot enough for the top part to boil off. As the top turns to steam, this reduces the pressure on the deeper water and lowers its boiling point. Remember, this deep water is already quite hot. Reducing the pressure makes it boil immediately, further reducing pressure for even deeper water. It's a rapid chain reaction that makes the whole column boil at once, erupting a spout high into the air. After each eruption, the column refills with cooler water from an underground source, and the whole cycle begins again. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.